Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party radio show. Soap. Just remember soap. Spirit of America Party. Shall we open up with a little theme to warm the cockles of your heart? It's lunchtime. Time to take a little break, relax. Think about how if the country will be here next week. How about 1,000,000 to 1 for you happily married guys? Some bad things about Obama, and he went on O'Reilly. And while he was on O'Reilly, I was watching him, and he was gulping about every 25 seconds. And I think the reason he was gulping is he knows that Hollywood's going to get him for not going along with the Communist Party. And he knows it too. But he took a stand for freedom, and he will pay a price. Just like they're trying to get Sheriff Joe Arpaio. So I just thought I'd mention that to you. And we lost a friend. And a friend from a long time ago. He was a priest. And of course, you know, if you're Catholic and you want to find out what the rest of the world thinks about you, you got to go on the left wing of blog sites like John DeMonkey. Just go and listen to the comments on the John DeMonkey blog site. That's John Stewart from Communist Central. And you'll find out what people, how much the Catholic Church is hated by people that don't even know what it's all about, that have never been inside one, never had any church benefits, you know, like a free soul. So there's a priest who fell, and he just passed away. And he fell, the scandal says, for a woman. Now, this priest was my high school teacher. He went on to become a Monsignor. He was a very good-looking guy, and he came from a very wealthy family. And when we used to go to the school dances, all the girls, all the guys would be sitting at the table, and all the girls would be around this priest. Could have called him Father Blue Eyes. He was very handsome and very debonair and always a gentleman and always above reproach. So he went on to become a Monsignor at St. Patrick's Cathedral. And I saw him from time to time on the Catholic Network. I think it's called EWT or ETN. And he was, at the time I saw him, the last time I saw him, he was talking about works of art in the Vatican, you know, that the ACLU wants the serial numbers of. Yeah, and all of the communists will always say the church has all this wealth and they're not giving it away. Yeah, so what? So you could stay out of work for another 2 years? Give us a break. Pray for you. We'll pray for you. Anyway, he roasted the to the title of Monsignor, and he ran a parish, and all his good works. Like I say, he came from a wealthy family. He could have had a life of luxury. He could have been, and he dedicated his life to serving the Catholic Church and God. And in his 60s, he fell for a woman who was married and going through a divorce. And there was a big scandal. They followed him to a motel. And they got him and the woman coming out of a motel. And they took pictures, and the husband was divorcing the wife, and he named this Monsignor as the cause for adultery. So I picked up, my wife showed me the Catholic News, and they had an obituary for him, and it said that he died on a Sunday, and he was buried on a Monday. And that's all they said about him. All that time dedicated to Christ, dedicated to doing good, how many lives he saved. Be like a doctor, you know? Saved thousands of lives, and then he had one bad operation, and he was persona non grata. So I felt sorry for him. I'm going to say a little prayer for him. And if I can find a tune, I'll dedicate a tune to him that we could all understand. There's got to be something here. Oh, let's see what we can do here. There we go. We got one for you. This is for Monsignor Eugene Clark, my high school teacher. wonder how much temptation is thrown in the way of somebody who is hard to bring down, what the devil really presents on their plate. It's unbelievable. A small town in Alabama has decided to put up welcome signs that have Bible verses, despite questions about the constitutionality of the signs brought up by a national atheist organization. Town council members of Sylvania, Alabama, voted unanimously on Tuesday to replace the four signs that former Michael Addendi had removed 2 weeks before he resigned. In April, Dendi received a letter from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, a Wisconsin-based atheist organization, which said the local government was using the signs to endorse Christianity, and as such, they were unconstitutional. See how the devil has even twisted the Constitution. The sign says, Sylvania welcomes you, and Ephesians 4:5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. After receiving the letter, because he couldn't afford to fight them in court, Addendi had the signs removed. I'm putting that in there. Had the signs removed with the support of the town's council. WAAY in Dallas reports that prior to his resignation, Dendi was also fired from his job as DeKalb County jail administrator due to sexual harassment and misconduct allegations. So here we go. We got priests falling and mayors falling. What's happening next? Jesus says a good man falls 7 times a day. Woo! I'm tapering off. I'm down to 5. Max Turner, the current acting mayor of Sylvania, told the Christian Post on Wednesday that the town's council voted unanimously to overturn Dendi's decision so that the signs, or at least ones like them, can be restored to their proper places before the council even had an opportunity to vote on the issue. However, the town's residents took it upon themselves to show how important the signs were to them. Turner says he received 100 phone calls from upset residents. You know what, fellas? We all got to put crosses on the lawn. It is time to cross America, because that is the most hated symbol of the atheists and the communists, which are one and the same. Many residents even put up signs of their own in their yards, and that's what we got to do. We got to have a cross renaissance. Put an extra cross out there. You know the ones, those roadside crosses with they have a little shelter for the cross, and people stop and they pray by them. Those are nice. I like those. And in my neighborhood, they have the statue of Saint Anthony, and he's got a trench coat and a machine gun. And says, don't tread on me. Yeah. But anyway, I just thought I'd give you that little bit of news. I got that off of Mike Gallagher's blog today. And you can see there's a movement throughout the country to destroy Christ. And anybody who mocks Christ is our enemy. And one of the ones who is mocking Christ, and is I hope he gets a lot of heat, is John DeMonkey from Communist Central. John DeMonkey, the enemy of the people. Let me see if I can find that one. John DeMonkey Stewart gets canceled. Yes. From my lips to God's ears. John DeMonkey just went into competition with Bill PLO Dance Amar. This is my blog. This is Captain Boycott. It is a clear case of professional jealousy. Who can shit on America the most? John DeMonkey is very thin-skinned and needs to go 10 rounds with Reverend Mother. He got his monkey rep on CNN when he was asked a set-up question. One of those gotcha questions, like who was the first president of the United States? And he jumped up, walked off the stage, he left his rubber tire. He said, you're not going to make a monkey out of me. He threw his bananas at the audience. What can you expect from the roommate of Anthony Weasel Weiner? Anthony Weasel Weiner, Chuck Schumer's mentor, a flag burner and a partial birth abortion baby killer. And finally, God caught up with him and he lost his job. But you know what? Like bad pennies, they turn up again. with the, they go into a Democrat rehab and they hide them in the, they hide them in the closet, and then they bring them out when they think America has forgotten. But the slogan of the Spirit of America Party is 911, we forget nothing. Thank you, Delta, for waking us up. Delta Airlines withdrew their ad. And I hope other sponsors follow suit, and damn Communist Central. One of the other sponsors is Courvoisier Liqueur. And I went out to that company and just reminded them that that I'm a Catholic and a heavy drinker. May John the Monkey suffer the same fate as Ted Kennedy and George Carlin, the drug salesman. You see, the communists, they have two great role models. They have their patron saints. George Carlin is one and Lenny Bruce is the other. And they'll tell you he was a great comedian. But they, what they don't tell you is that more kids OD'd on drugs are sold by George Carlin and Lenny Bruce than normally suffer from a drug overdoses. So Carlin is now with Ted Kennedy, and they're both consigned forever to boiler number 3. And then I closed with my One Nation under Tim Tebow. And I have a website called www.mediacrapmatters.us. And on YouTube, if you want to see 911, We Forget Nothing, just do 911 Danny Boy. And I've got others. I've got a dedication to SEAL Team 6, who was lured into an ambush and covered up by Obama while he bragged about getting a bin Laden. But he won't brag about losing a SEAL Team 6. You didn't know about that. No. It was out of, they were buried faster in the media than they were in the ground. So what else have we got? Oh, the bans of marriage are announced. Let's see what this says. The bans of marriage are announced for the third time between Joseph Biden and Henry Top Dog Waxman. With all the problems we have, the nation is reduced to squabbling over pettifogs, global warming, obesity, the daughter snail, and now they've got the breastfeeding on Time Magazine's cover. These are the things that a nation falls apart with. So, and wherever you turn, the nation is being stalked by the meddlesomes. You know who the meddlesomes are? The ones that can't get enough laws passed. All communist useful idiots who make up the broken country status. America needs a lesson on real men so you know the difference. And that's what I did. I put up, I'll tell you exactly what it is. You can go to it and you can say a little prayer for the 30 great Americans that we lost. If you go to YouTube, type in SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed, and it opens up with a picture, a mass picture of SEAL Team 6. All good-looking guys. Every girl's dream. And they're all gone. They were in one chopper that got hit with a rocket-propelled grenade. Average age, 30 years old. How sad. SEAL Team 6 sacrificed. And you know that a lot of GIs are getting backshot in Afghanistan by the Afghanis that they trust. And I just wonder when that chopper lifted off, if somebody didn't give a heads up to the Taliban. Here's payback for bin Laden. It's on the way to you. And they took it down. They took the chopper down. And it was out of the press the next day. I got a list of all the names. As a matter of fact, let me just take a quick look. I had it floating around here. It's buried. Okay, but I got, and you can go and you can get the list of 30 names. All you got to do is look for SEAL Team 6 chopper taken out, or SEAL Team 6 lose 30 Americans killed. That one ought to get it. 22 SEALs were on that, on board that chopper. So say a little prayer for them, just like we said a prayer for Monsignor Clark. A good man, a real good man. You would love him. And late in his life, the devil got him. The devil got him. Here's one. Well, this is a big expose. You've heard about the Romney and giving a kid a haircut that had long blonde hair as a prank in high school, and they tried to tie it in with homosexual bullying. And it turns out that that wasn't true. I thought I had it. I did have it. Let me see. I got to find it here. I'll come back to it. Hang in there. Here we go. We did the SEAL Team Salute. Picture that saves babies' lives. Have you heard about this one? There's a picture of a sonogram. And they say that when the sonogram, which clearly outlines a baby, or as the communists call it, a fetus, because if you kill a fetus, it's not the same as killing a kid. You know, it's more scientific. But for educational purposes, we're going to call this fetus Celeste. They say that 70 to 90% of women who see a sonogram reject abortion. And my wife, who's a nurse and is very anti-abortion, did not know that there is a side effect known as weeping syndrome. And what weeping syndrome is that a woman, from time to time, without any explanation, will get hysterical and cry. It's called weeping syndrome, and it's a result of having an abortion. I wonder if this small miracle was to be aborted and the owner asked that the shredding of limbs be filmed, would the abortionist be appalled? It says that America is the home of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But all three goals are not available to this symbol of freedom. No one is counting this absentee ballot. And you know what? They didn't count them on 911 either. The death count on 911 was over 3,200. But when they reported, according to the Bloomberg stats, they say it's 2,900. But they don't count the unborn babies. Because to recognize them, they would have to admit that abortion is murder. And they can't say that. Just like they couldn't say, the Clinton administration couldn't say genocide when 1 million Rwandans were killed. They said, no, it's only 800,000, so it's not a genocide. Yeah, or else they take the Fifth Amendment. But one day, we as a nation will stand trial, Nuremberg style, for fratricide. You know what fratricide is? When you kill a brother or a sister. What will we say to the boss of the galaxies, you atheists? We could not afford them. The richest nation on earth. We could not feed them scraps from all that we throw away. We were ashamed of them. They were interfering with our lifestyle. It wasn't their time to be born. And the worst one, they were the wrong sex. Take a look at a newborn. Watch them grow at a speed that is beyond anything you have ever seen. See the fingers move. See the eyes observing all around it. See the smile that makes your heart sing. See how they cry for food, exercising their lungs, building muscles, gaining weight. And to think that this child started as a mere dot on the uterus wall. My question is, which comes first? The dot on the uterus wall, or the soul? Some people say the child in the womb knows its mother's voice already. The Bible says, God says, before you were born, I knew you. When your time and my time comes for trial, God will call his witnesses, those cherubim and seraphim who can now say, Mommy. God will ask for the Father, who will be justly punished for two crimes, one of abandonment, failure to protect, and one of indifference. Man's role in life is to protect. the weak. That is the American creed, the strong protect the weak. Anyone who violates that commits the greatest sin of all. You take a look on the face of a fireman who couldn't save a baby in a fire. You see them when they come out of those charred remains, how heartbroken they are. That's what life's supposed to be about. Pray you farewell. Remember, this God makes the child, the puppy, the colt, and the kitten so beautiful in order to make it hard for anyone to kill them. Pange lingua gloriosi, sing my tongue the Savior's glory. Of his flesh the mystery sing, of the blood all price exceeding, shed by our immortal King. Destined for the world's redemption, from a noble womb to spring. And that blog is offered up for the sins of John the Stuart, the manger man, who crossed a line that never should have been crossed, and God will punish him for it. Already the boil on his neck is starting to grow. I'll give you a tune to cheer you up. I know I depressed you. I do not blame women who have abortions. I do not blame them at all. I feel sorry for them. I pray for them. And I hope that down the road, they get a chance to make amends. Well, you know what? I got a tune here for the Mexican people. Because Obama has put them all in a corral. He says, all Latinos are with me. And then he says, but I'm taking money from the gay Latinos. That's Renee and Carlito. The Latinos are family men. The Latinos are Catholic. And the Latinos are God and country people. And I can name 14 guys named Gomez who gave up their lives for this land. In Iraq and Afghanistan, 14 guys named Gomez. We owe the Latino community a lot.
Tiene una pena, dicen que tiene una pena que la hace llorar. Altanera, preciosa y orgullosa, no permiten la quieran consolar. Pasa luciendo su real majestad, pasa caminando mira sin verlos jamás. La
Vaya con Dios, amigos. U.S. military class. I got this from Patriot. Patriot at Americans United for Freedom. U.S. military class. FBI materials censored to be a pro-Islam. Islamist threats at home and abroad less crucial than political correctness. From Obama's Washington, you cannot make this stuff up. Increasingly, under Obama, forever the pro-Islam appeaser-in-chief, especially when it comes to kowtowing to Muslim terrorist groups. The U.S. government is truckling for approval from the Muslim Brotherhood, the radical embodiment of Sharia law. It is so bad now that our very anti-terror national security and police agencies and the U.S. military itself are being forced to comply with the Obama standards of Islamic-friendly political correctness. And, of course, who does it better than the communists and the left who can shove this right down your throat? And I got to tell you something. Americans do not understand Islam. They have no idea what they're talking about. When I was in Kuwait, there was a woman there. She came back. She had a book. One of the first things that Muslims tell you, there's 100 names for God, or there's 99 names for God. And the title of this woman's book when she came back was, "There's 99 Names for God." This is very wonderful. I have seen Muslims praying in the hot sun outside of fish markets in Kuwait. Young boys, you would never see a young boy in the street in New York praying five times a day. I've seen Muslims pray in the back of airports. I've seen Muslims pray behind the desk in a taxi stand. Their fervor for religion is very good, but you have to remember this. You do not know the Arab mind. You do not know the Muslim mind. Europeans have no idea how they think. Americans, least of all. Americans have no idea how they think. And one of the things is that you have to remember is Islam is a government. It is a government and a religion. And jihad is a sacrament. Jihad is mentioned in the Quran, I think, about 166 times. Imams get 20% of all booty taken in jihad. That is in the Quran. Okay? The thing you have to remember is that jihad is a sacrament, and the most fervent Muslim is the one who dies in jihad. And he is promised 72 virgins in paradise. I don't know about the 72 number. I think that's a Western interpretation. I think it started off with about 16. And as I used to joke that the Jews are giving coupons, 82 with a coupon. But if you blow yourself up in the house without leaving. And so that's the thing you have to remember, that this is a universal government and religion, and its goal is to convert the world. And they will do it by any means necessary. If lying gets them their end result, they are going to lie. And they always end the conversation with inshallah. Inshallah means God willing. But when they say inshallah, it should be God help you. Because there's two words under their breath that you don't hear, and that's Bukra Mafi. Inshallah, Bukra Mafi means God willing, tomorrow never comes. So you got to remember, you're not dealing with somebody who thinks like you. And when you get into the real radicals, forget about it. But this bullcrap about the religion's been hijacked, and the religion has not been hijacked. A jihadist is one of the most fervent Muslims there is. He is a martyr and a saint in his religion. Remember that. Don't buy this American PC crap. So, having said that, and, you know, a word to the wise is sufficient. And, of course, the liberals will get you killed tomorrow. And they're the reason that you're standing in line right now taking your shoes off at the airport, complaining about having to take your shoes off to a GI who's standing behind you with two prostheses for legs, and you're complaining. You think about that one. Put yourself in that scenario. So hang in there. Let's see what else we got. Record low. The interest rates are coming down, but nobody can borrow money. Unless you're a Chase Manhattan Bank, and then you can lose $2 billion in derivatives yesterday and let everybody know that your help sucks. How's that? The president of Chase Manhattan Bank, Jamie Dimon, guy's got diamond in his name. He comes out and he says, yeah, we lost $2 billion yesterday. The help sucks. They're inefficient. But not you, right, Jamie? You're the king of the hill. Let's see what this says. SEAL Team salute. Oh, we did that one already. Okay. God bless that SEAL Team. God bless those poor bastards. And God bless their families. That's another thing that gets me when you hear these politicians and they're talking about, yes, we're sacrificing blood and treasure. Blood and treasure? What treasure? You mean the money you can't steal? Blood and treasure. There's only blood. And you know what blood is? That's a mother's national treasure. Her son that she raised to serve this country. That he went out and gave his life so that you and I could complain about secondhand smoke. When I look at the Pietà, or the Pietà, of Michelangelo, where Mary is holding her son in her arms, I see every mother who lost a son in this 9-1-1 war and in any war. When you take up the sword for the United States, you are my saint and you are my hero. And thank you, you saved my family's life. You gave, just like Christ gave, to save us. Thank you. Let's see what else. No economic recovery without getting your money back. I did John the Monkey, right? No economic recovery without getting your money back. Our investment in the U.S. government has been a failure. We have wasted our tax money. The people we hired need to be fired. We need to downsize this turtle paste waste. They're going to do nothing until after the election. They're all going to sing Waltzing Matilda. We bought a home in 1966 on a 100 by 120-foot lot. We paid $27,000 at 7.25% interest with a 30-year mortgage. Never once did it increase in value until now. In business, I bought a bank building for $44,000 in the mid-70s. No bank would give me a mortgage. The bank that I bought, I bought it from an independent woman who had bought it, her husband had bought it to make it turn it into a dry cleaning plant, and then her husband died and she was remarrying, and I happened to do a deal with her son at a traffic light, and we made arrangements, and I offered $44,000 for the building, and I told her I could pay $1,000 a month, and she was happy to do it. I was happy to get it. And it was the event of my life. And the lawyer who closed the deal said to me, he was bragging about me. This guy just went and bought a building with no interest. And the other lawyers were looking like, oh, if we only knew about it, we could have cheated him. Yeah, that's what they were thinking, man. The worst real estate investment I ever made always broke even. Today, in an overtaxed, underperforming country, we are running on empty. All three of my children who own houses have lost 30% of their underwater investment. Can't refinance because they don't have enough equity now. Countless millions who got caught in the stock market ripoff have never recovered their 401k value. Communism is more appealing today in the USA than in 1917 in Russia. 49% of the country, including the student population, is waiting for free shit. Obama's new army is the food stamp army. He pays his troops with welfare checks as they man the barricades singing the Internationale. He seizes industries faster than Hugo Chavez, and those who don't pay protection pay fines to the EPA. He seized GM and Chrysler and cheated dealers, stock, and bondholders out of their investments. And now that GM is making government vehicles and profits, he refuses to pay back those who were cut out and denied bankruptcy payments according to the laws of the USA. Yet the House and the Senate are allowed to perform insider trading, I call it traitoring, without going to jail because it's their game and their rules. How are they getting away with it? And John Corzine can't explain what happened to $1.6 billion. I don't know what happened to it. Money all gone. It was like cookies in a jar. Having said that, here is the first step that we have to take to get America back off its ass. We have to make the housing market right. We have to churn poop into butter. We have to make home ownership more appealing than it once was. Interest rates no higher than 3%, refinancing available for all. Real estate taxes cut in half. Banks have to get creative and work out a payment plan that helps reduce the amount of the mortgage quickly so that the rising equity value raises all boats. Instead of letting people fall by the wayside, let's scoop them all up. Let's all move forward together. I know that Chow and Lai Obama has got a forward banner that he stole from the Red Chinese under Mao. His next program will be let a flower bloom. Let one flower bloom. We have to move to walk away houses quickly in the market. We have, wherever we can, cheap foreclosures should be offered to 911 GIs first. We have to get out from our underwater problem quickly. Got to get out of it. Secondly, we have to make our own goods. We have to make small business almost fail-proof. We have to buy from each other. We have to close the EPA and scale down OSHA. Anyone who targets small business has to be stopped at the door, be it the mayor of New York or the czar of all the Russias. It is time to let entrepreneurship breathe again. Why is Exxon a bad guy and Steve Jobs with 80,000 Chinese workers a fair-haired boy? Want to buy a Cadillac made in China? We can put that made in USA logo on it if you want. It cracks me up. They talk about boycotting Iran. We're going to boycott Iran. They're not going to be allowed to buy any made in USA goods. Hello, China. This is Ahmadinejad. I'd like to order 10 million rough surface bulbs, not the squiggly piggly ones. I want the original bulbs. And could you get them, put them with the Made in USA label? Thank you very much. And 10,000 refrigerators, Made in USA, Cadillac Escalades. Yes, please. Yeah, we can put the Made in USA logo on it, and we can spell. When was the last time someone invented something? We have to support Made in USA all the way. We cannot allow communist environmentalists whose real objective is to destroy American industry to harm our success. They have to be stampeded out of the way. We also need a flat tax that is fair and understandable with no loopholes. All government agencies have to take a haircut. We need right-to-work laws. No one boss or union gets to know how we vote. We have to apologize to all the countries that we have been bribing, including the UN, and tell them, sadly, we cannot pay our bills right now, and therefore, we have no money for you. Being that the Democamos are now playing the Mount Rushmore Indian race card, did you hear about that one? Yeah, they're always picking up a cause. You know, they'll find a crippled guy and they'll laying in the gutter and they'll pick him up and they'll use him as a prop. Let them approve funds tomorrow to finish the monument to Crazy Horse, and we can take the money from the GSA Las Vegas Party Fund and the Secret Service Hooker Gratuities Fund. Cancel the Obama's Spanish Eyes tours. Take those steps and do one other small thing. Cut the deficit in half any way you can. And put back the Social Security money you stole. It was never your money. It was our money. It was ours with interest. And be sure the ballots in November get counted in the USA, especially the military ones. And get rid of the commies and vote the Romneys. And if you need a quorum, add Santorum. One Nation under Tim Tebow. And never forget the 30 seals from Team 6. 911, we forget nothing. Bartender, champagne, and a giraffe of wine. Let's see if we can find your tune. Oh, it is a good one. This is one from your grandfather when he used to have, when beer was a nickel and a sandwich was free. Did I add gas was 11 cents a gallon? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's going to give you a blast from the past. Now, here's a reminder. August the 6th, 2011, a chopper containing 30 Americans was reportedly taken out by a rifle grenade. 22 SEALs from Team 6 all died. Was it a setup? You got to see. You got to go to SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed on YouTube. You got to see these guys. Some of these guys could be, I don't want to say Hollywood actors. They're a woman's dream. I got to tell you. It'll melt your heart. And you know what else will melt your heart? If I can find it, next time I broadcast, I'll recommend it. I'll tell you where to find it. Somebody sent me a video of GIs coming back from Afghanistan. And they walked into like a high school, and there were parents waiting in the gymnasium. And one GI, big, tall, good-looking guy, he comes in, and he spots his wife and three kids. And the youngest is a boy about 6 years old, and he's got palsy. And he's just learning how to walk. So the father kneels down about 20 feet from him, and the boy struggles to get to his father. And you can see the father wants to jump up and grab him, but he holds back until the kid's about a foot away, and then he jumps up and he grabs him and he hugs him. And whoever sent it to me said, "You're going to cry when you see this." And sure enough, just telling you about it right now, it's choking me up. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So, don't forget that SEAL Team salute to those 30 Americans who were lured into an ambush, I believe. And it was call forwarding on that hit. So having said that, let's see what else we got. Got any other, any chuckles? Here's one for you. It's not a chuckle. This weekend's find on the streets of Mexico is 27 beheadings, including women. Drug lords are fighting for final control of this trillion-dollar balance of trade deficit with the USA. The next time you buy a joint, gringo, remember you just killed a Mexican. But that's no sweat because I'm stoned and I'm having a great time. Yeah, you are, but you're killing people. Add to that the gun running of Eric Holder, who equipped four regiments of narco-terrorists and is responsible for the possible overthrow of the Mexican government, plus the murder of 70,000 innocent, helpless Mexicans. Now our tax-junkie government and its junkie supporters is going to tell us if we legalize weed, no Mexicans will die. The big lie is medicinal weed for six people, including the mentally drug sick. First off, Marinol is already available in hospitals, but weed whackers want to smoke that shit and stink up the neighborhood. Meanwhile, the government says smoking is bad for you, but weed is great. As long as you hold it in your lungs, roll around on the floor, turn blue and exhale. We are the dumbest nation in the world. We buy bullshit. They would sell it side by side in the smokehouses. 1 pound of weed and you also have to take 1 pound of bullshit. Smoke the weed and eat the bullshit. We are a nation of fools being led by fools. Wait till the government of Mexico gets overthrown by the Marxist narco-terrorists. Watch 10 million Mexicans come across the border on one Friday night asking for political asylum. What will you say? No? The only ones who will oppose it are the potheads, saying, then who will bring us our drugs? One out of five Americans is a junkie. One junkie destroys five American lives. Only God knows how many Mexican lives. Junkies collect welfare, go to rehab, are paid by your Social Security. They trade methadone for heroin. Once a junkie, always a junkie. Junkies lie and steal to get well. Junkies can't be trusted. In two generations, the entire land of the free has to be drug tested. The gates and burglar alarms are all a result of drug addicts. The high insurance rates from auto to health have a junkie cost factor built in. Democrats promise to legalize drug to get the junkie vote. If you're a junkie, who are you going to vote for? Where are you going to live and steal from? There are only two parties in the USA, the Free Shit Party, and their symbol is a ladder with the three bottom rungs broken. And the other party is We Pay the Full Boat Party. Their symbol is an eagle with a hernia. The moral of the story is your government supersedes organized crime big time. The only thing more desperate than a drug junkie is a tax junkie. The solution to both problems is cold turkey. That is what we have to do. We have to cut the dosage in half right away. $16 trillion has to go to $8 in 1 year. And take the 10-year plans and shove them. Pay your bills today. Don't tax. Tread on me. It is time for a part-time House and Senate. Who can take the train or the bus? No more signs will work for bribes. How is the insider trading scheme going? Can we see your stock market trade for the last 4 years, comrade? Is that good? Did you like that? Did I hit the nail on the head at least once? Peace symbol. You know, the origin of the peace symbol is a B-52 bomber. I got a picture of a B-52 in the circle, you know, and they call it the peace symbol. Peace through strength, and I believe in peace through strength. The guy that's got the best technology wins. You go to the ball game and you don't have a bat, you're in trouble. Yeah, we're all in trouble. I got coming up. I'll set it up right for the next time. I got a minute left here. the I'm going to do a soap for you. It's called the Meddlesomes. It's Daryl and Star Meddlesome. We're the people that get in your face. All right. Until we meet again, here's Make Someone Happy.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart-to-heart you. You sing to one smile that cheers you. One face that lights when it nears you. One girl, you're everything. If you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found her, build your world around. Make just one someone happy, and you will be happy too.